This is Megan.
Hey Megan, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Not too bad. I'm personally on vacation in Florida.
Oh, great. Yeah, you're doing really good then.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good, that's good. Yeah, when I was speaking to Nick, the thing is, or not saying, maybe an issue, maybe not. It's all up to how you guys handle business. But what I was telling Nick is that I have to, hold on 1 second.
Sure.
One second. On the slide. Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, sorry about that, Mary.
That's
yeah, what I was saying to him is that in regards to like doing the deals and whatever, is that I'm trying to get the best bang for my buck. Right.
Sure.
Especially with doing a financing company, because any way you take it, I'm still the one paying the money back to you guys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he was saying that normally the deal with the you guys deal directly with the dealer themselves.
With the vendor that sells the equipment.
Yeah, the vendor. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. But that is not really a problem as per se, but the thing is I can get a lot more done and cover a lot more and have a lot more equipment and stuff that I need if I was able to do like a cash deal, like saying, you guys say, okay, Mr. Cole, you're approved. We're going to send you a certified check for a certain amount, and this will cover whatever you need. But the only criteria is when you get this money for every item that you do purchase from the vendor, you have to send us the receipt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the issue with dealing with the business finance companies is that even though you're still the one paying it back, they want to see that you're dealing with a vendor. You know what I mean? And that's where they get in the middle of it. Which to me, it's kind of a funky situation because if I'm gonna find a vendor out there and he has an item that costs $3,500, right? And I could go to another store and find somebody at a store that has the same item, but for $1,500 less because I'm paying cash, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It helps me a whole lot, you know, and have me cover a lot more ends and so forth. But I don't know, as I was telling Nick, I don't know how you guys do the business as per se in regards to that, or if you guys could bend the rules a little bit, I don't know. But I'm willing to find out from you guys and work with you guys, and you guys working with me and saying to see if we could make something happen. You know?
Yeah, definitely. So are you looking to buy from like a private party? Is that what you're kind of trying to do? Or you just have vendors that you like to work with?
I deal with certain vendors. Yes, I do.
Okay. But you're...
You know, but I also deal with private parties as well, too.
Mm.
You know? That carry the same item and that are licensed and insured. It's like buying it from a store, but going with cash in hand. Because guess what? I could bargain with him with cash in hand. But when you guys go and just send the cash to them, there is all teeth and laughs right there because they're getting, you know what I mean, a lot more for whatever they're selling. And they don't have to negotiate anything. So they're happy for not negotiating, you know. So,
yeah. Well, usually what our customers do, and I don't know if this would work with you or what, but let's say you go to a store or vendor or whatever, you find a piece of equipment, it's $5,000, whatever the thing is. Then you can barter with him however you want to, get that quote or that invoice, and then we just pay him on your behalf directly. And that's how most of our customers work. You could even put like a deposit down with them, and then you would get refunded the deposit when we pay them, and we would pay them for the full amount.
Right.
And understood. Also, what we can do is that if you wanted to shop around at different spots for different kind of equipment, we can pay out multiple vendors, but still, wrap it all into the same loan.
Right. Understood. Right. Okay. That's like the only problem. You know what I mean? Like, say for instance, right? Because I was talking to like the guys I deal with in Illinois and so forth. They know that all my audio equipment, like my speaker enclosures and so forth, those are made from scratch. Like, they're not store bought or anything. Like, somebody actually has plans for the effective speakers I'm using, and you know what I mean, they build it. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not like something you can just run in somewhere and pick up. You know. And that's why I was trying to explain to Nick too, you know. But I don't think he really understands just the pro audio thing, the way how that works.
Yeah, we definitely finance a lot of things that are like specially built for people though. I mean, like, we finance all kinds of stuff, but we finance like manufacturing equipment where they have to, you know, a customer has to order it, you know, 6 months in advance, and then they just build that piece of equipment for the customer. So, I mean, it's the same thing in theory, you know, whatever kind of equipment it is. But yeah, I mean, what were your gross annual sales last year? What are we working with?
You said my gross annual sales?
Yeah.
Oh, so. I don't sell.
Like on your tax return, so it would be like that would be like the top line of your tax return.
Well, I didn't file the business information, being that because last year the business was just completed and started, and you know they always say it takes like a year before a business actually picks up.
Sure.
Whatever I made last year, it wasn't even enough for me to even file taxes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as time go on, it's starting to pick up now. Then I'll start to see a better turnover. Where stuff is concerned. But even though, nevertheless, I still finance my own business on my own. I'm a sole proprietor, so, you know, anybody to take the hit, I'm still the one that takes the hit regardless.
Yeah.
So,
as far as, like, I'm just trying to kind of gauge what we could get you approved for unsecured. Because if we can get you an unsecured loan, then we can do exactly what you're saying, right, where we would deposit however much straight into your account, and then you would start paying us back from there, and then you can just spend that cash on whatever you want, which might be kind of more what you're looking to do.
Right.
How much are you... You have a business checking account, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How much are you depositing per month on average?
Well, it all depends on the gigs that I get. Remember, I rent pro audio equipment, right, for different gigs and so forth. Some months I might have 2 gigs, some months I might have 4 gigs, some months I might have 1. But next month the business is only a year old, so it's a brand new business. You know what I mean? So that's where that stands. But for every gig that I do, it's $700 a gig.
Okay.
That's basically where that stands. But I'm trying to start going outside the box now and not only covering the sound, but doing lighting as well.
Okay.
You get a better turnover with sound and lighting, you know? So that's basically how that works out.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah, it sounds like you probably wouldn't have quite enough time in business or revenues to get like an unsecured loan for as much as you want. I think you said you wanted 40,000, is that right?
No, it's about 30.
About thirty
Between
thousand.
25
Okay.
and 30.
Oh, 25 and 30. Okay, that's not too bad. So yeah, honestly, I think your best bet would probably be going traditional financing for the equipment. But how's your credit look?
It's getting better now because when I was telling Nick when I was working, well, I'm still working with Paxful right now, but when I just started out with Paxful, I was I financed equipment through Zan Enclosures. That's where I got all my equipment from mainly, and everything else I basically got on my own because they couldn't do the cash deal with me as as I really wanted. You know, so that's where that went. And then, with that being said, I exhausted every channel that I could find to get financing to get my business up and running. You know,
Sure,
so being that I did that, you know, that kind of put me in a little setback. But as things started to pick back up, I'm starting to clear things back up again and basically getting back to square one and where my credit was before I even. You know, I had this idea of putting this business together, you know. So, yeah,
Because
so
you're just
something's
like
just starting to flatten out.
overutilized, is that right?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, exactly. Overtaxed, basically.
Yeah, I know that really kind of
But now, yeah,
cripple
it
your
is.
credit real quick, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But now it's kind of, I'm kind of shaking it off a little bit. Things are kind of turning around, so we're kind of going back on the right path we're supposed to be now, you know. Clearing stuff up and taking care of this type of accounts and stuff.
Sure,
So.
sure. Okay. Let me know
But
what
I
you want
told
to do.
Nick,
I mean.
the thing is this, right? I spoke to Zan Enclosures. Zan already gave me quotes on the equipment that I already have, right?
I'm
I
sorry, what
have
did you
a
say?
list. Zan Enclosures. The invoice he gave me for the equipment that I wanted from him, I still have copies of that invoice. I could probably send you a copy of it just to show you an idea of how much equipment I would actually need to, you know what I mean? Finish completing what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to accomplish. You know?
Yeah. How much is the total for that invoice?
That invoice, I think the total was about 30, but it's going to be way less now because I already have majority of what I need. So I would probably just have to go back in and say, okay, instead of me needing 12 of this, I'm going to need, say, about 8. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so forth. So that's basically where that's concerned.
Yeah, well, if you
But
wanted
I
us
did a, huh? Sorry
if you
about that.
wanted us to get you kind of approved and at least get you some hard numbers of what we could do for you. Only thing we would need is like the last 6 months of the bank statements, and then the business bank statements. And if you had an invoice like that, or if you wanted to adjust that invoice to be, more accurate in what you want or what you need right now, and then you could just send that over to me, and we can work on getting you an approval.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to be back in VA until Friday.
Okay.
So I guess it's going to be till the following week, Monday.
All right.
I'll give you a call and
Sounds good.
give you like a breakdown on some of the numbers and stuff and see where we go from there.
Okay. And you said
All right.
that you guys just started last year, so you don't have a
July,
tax return.
right.
Usually we would need
Yeah.
a tax return, but if you don't have it, obviously we don't need it.
Right.
So July of last year. Okay. That makes sense.
Right.
All right. I'll send you a quick little email too, kind of just letting you know what we need or whatever, and I'll send you the
Okay.
application. We would need that filled out as well, and then that'd be it. But I'll just send it over so you have that on file. for when you get back.
Sounds good.
All right, enjoy your vacation.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.